Blog Talk Radio.
Praise you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, we ask those of you that are on the line, and welcome to Blog Talk, just to get your mind and focus in the Spirit. And if you have oil, anoint yourself with oil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a very solemn time. So listen to the worship as it comes forth. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, oh God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We greet you this afternoon in the wonderful, the precious, the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word for holy is kadosh. Hallelujah. Kadosh. Oh, kadosh. This is Holy Thursday. Amen. And this is a time of consecration. This is a time of honoring God. This is a time to take our minds off of the cares and the things of this life and yield our lives, our members, our families, our concerns, our thoughts, our very lives unto the Lord. Amen. For this is the anniversary of the predate of the Lord offering himself on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Amen. This is the day before he went and suffered. Amen. On the cross for your sins and for mine. And beloved, not only for our sins, but the purpose behind him bearing our sins in his own body and carrying our infirmities is that we might have reconnection, a reconnect, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, to God the Father again, amen, hallelujah. We don't need an intermediary person. We just have access, thank you, Lord, to the most holy place by the living blood of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank God today that we can come. Come on, you can go to God for yourself and by yourself. Amen. You can go to God, amen, and you can have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for yourself. Amen. And so we're celebrating that. Thank you, Lord. And we bless the name of the Lord tonight. And we welcome you who are here to celebrate with us, although this is a very solemn time, although this is a creation, it is a celebratory time, because had not the Lord made up his mind, the Bible says the Lamb of God, hallelujah, was slain, thank you, Lord Jesus, before the foundations of the earth. God, Jesus, decided that he was going to die even before he was formed in Mary's womb. For the joy that was set before us, him, Lady Saw, yes. He endured the cross, even though he despised the shame of it. Yes. And even in this time, God has given us a word for his people. Amen. And I believe that before we partake in the Lord's Supper, that I share this, what the Lord has dropped into my heart for us today. Because we are at the very precipice of the Lord's return to come and gather his people home. We are on the very precipice, the very edge of us going and being birthed into a glorious reawakening in the body of Christ. Amen. We are on the very cusp, hallelujah, glory to God, of the Holy Ghost of Pentecost reviving the church again and bringing us into a new level of faith, a new level of glory, a new level of resurrection power that the church and the world has never seen since the days that Adam were coming, who we were predestined to be, are the manifested sons of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the earnest expectation of all creation, hallelujah, is waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. And it is high time now that we come from out of undercover, that we awake out of slumber, that we awake unto righteousness and reveal the glory of God to a lost, a hurting, and a dying world. That Jesus Christ is alive and well. Amen. And that he still has power, glory to God, to quicken those things that are dead, to wake up those that are asleep, to call us into our true callings and anointings in God. Amen. In him we live, glory to God. In him we move, hallelujah. And in him we have our very being, hallelujah. This is a time as we partake in the Lord's Supper today, I believe a birthing is going to come forth. I believe an awakening is going to manifest, and we're going to begin to ascend up on wings of eagles, amen, and we're going to walk into the destiny that we were predestined to walk in before the foundations of the earth. This is the hour of the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. You should be excited about that. I know that I am. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that desire that's been within you. Come on. That desire that's been inside of us, that's been dormant. That glory that we've been wanting to manifest, to heal the sick and raise the dead and cleanse the leper, to cast out devils. We're about to see the manifestation, the actualization of those expectations in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be able to see not just
promise that God can, but God's, we're about to see the actual working of the power of God in the earth, amen, that the world might know that there is salvation in no other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved other than Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, amen. He is God, and he is God alone, amen, and he is about to manifest himself through his sons, hallelujah, and through his daughters. Glory be to God. Amen. That's the good news. I believe this is it. I believe this is what we've been waiting for, ladies. So we've been waiting to manifest the glory of God. We've been waiting to manifest the power of God as a body. Amen. Not just a few individuals here or there. Not having to fly here or there to see some great man or woman of God and get under that glory. But I believe the glory is going to be manifest throughout the body of Christ, that even the least of these amongst us will be able. The Bible says that even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Amen. And we're about to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. God said in his word in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15, verse 30. I just want to use the very beginning of that because that's what the Lord dropped in my heart. He wants us to awake unto righteousness and sin not. There's too much sin in the body of Christ, but God is saying, so awake unto righteousness. Come on, get before me in consecration. Get before me in determination. Get before me with a made-up mind and awake unto righteousness and sin not. Stop sinning. Stop making excuses for sin. Be holy, for I, the Lord thy God, is a holy God. God is saying right now there's a wind that's about to blow through the body of Christ that will blow away the dross, that will blow away the spots, that will blow away the wrinkles, that we will be holy even as the Lord our God is holy. Amen. And as he calls us to pray, men and women to pray in this hour, the glory of God, hallelujah, the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, come on, is going to begin to burn away the dross, the spots, and the wrinkles on our lives, and we're going to appear before the world even as he is. Amen. So shall we be awake to righteousness, awakened to righteousness and true holiness. Beloved, this is the hour, this is the time that the church of the living God shall manifest before the world as sons and daughters of God. Amen. So I want you to prepare your hearts. And we release right now in the name of Jesus a prophetic declaration in prayer that God would begin to quicken the hearts of his people to return to the altar of consecration and the altar of dedication. My God, that we would present even our bodies as living sacrifices unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. So, Lord, to draw you on this holy Thursday, we thank you without religious ritual, without religiosity. Lord God, we come before you with childlike faith, and we present our bodies as living sacrifices. We open our spirits up that you might examine our hearts. Thank you, Lord. To see if there be anything in us that's not of you, that you would remove it from our lives. That we be filled afresh with the glorious outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That we be filled with the glory of God, that there be no more room for the devil to occupy. Thank you, Lord. That we be filled with the glory of God, For your word says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Lord, that we be refilled again with the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, 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 the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of Adonai, the glory of Yahweh, the glory of Jehovah, the glory of God Almighty. Be filled with the glory of God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Not some of God and some of thee, but all of God and none of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that your word will go forth in this hour as a hammer and as fire. Thank you, Lord God. Busting the rock in pieces, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is written in the scriptures that some trust in chariots, others trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God, in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you for a cleansing and anointing, God. As you search us even on this day, God, as we search ourselves and as we allow the Holy Ghost to spotlight every crevice, every crack, every crease, every part of our being, that he would sanctify us and cleanse us and purge us with his own blood. And fill us full to overflowing with the promised Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, that we might even receive times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Great is your mercy towards us, God. We give you all the glory, India soul. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, for we come not in our own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus, baptized into that name, born into that name, washed in that name, cleansed in that name, made holy in that name, walking in the ways of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that you'll cause us to line our lives up. Thank you, Lord. In thought, word, and in deed, with that holy name of Jesus. And as we do, we thank you that you pour out your spirit upon us.
Yes,
and that you baptize us full to overflowing with the glorious presence of God. We thank you for this today, Lord God. This season that we're at even right now, where we were born and birthed into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for doing a new thing in us. The old has passed. The new has come. Resurrection power, hallelujah, awaken in me. Awaken in us. Awaken in us as we awake unto righteousness. In Jesus' name, we praise you. In Jesus' name, we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We receive the blood of Jesus. Wash us, God. Cleanse us, God. Renew our minds in us, Father. In your presence, we forget about our own inadequacies. In your presence, we forget about our own insufficiencies. In your presence, Lord God, we forget about our own ineptness, oh God. In your presence, we forget about our own impotency, Lord God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we're filled and strong in the Lord and in the power of his old glorious might. We thank you, God, we forget about ourselves and our weaknesses and infirmities. And we thank you that we put on Christ and we're filled with the Spirit of the living Christ. Ah, we thank you today, God, for a new day, God. That the old is past and the new has come.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And given him the name that is above every other name, hallelujah, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, whether they be beings in heaven, beings on earth, or beings under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is supreme in authority to the glory of God the Father. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Fill us, God. Fill us, God. Fill us, O God. Full to overflowing with the glorious presence of your Spirit, with the glorious actuality of your Spirit. Have your way, O God. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. The enemy of self. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For poverty he has given us wealth. For sickness he has given us health. And for death he has given us eternal life. It is true unto us according to the word of God. In Jesus' name, put on Christ, beloved. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you be Christ, seek those things which are above, not the things that are of this earth. For you are dead. Real new life is hidden with God in Christ. We thank you, Lord. We put on Christ. We put on Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Say it. I have the mind of Christ. And I hold the thoughts, feelings, purposes, and intents of his heart. In Jesus' name. Beloved, this is the hour. This is the hour. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. He says, I am the way. Walk ye in this way. Thank you, Lord. I am the way. Walk ye in this way. I am the way. Walk ye in this way, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Don't be in denial. Give your whole self, spirit, soul, and body in this mighty hour unto the Lord. Forgetting all past failures, forgetting insufficiencies, forgetting lack, forgetting what you don't have, and abide in me. For if you abide in me, thank you, Lord. And my word, abide in you. You will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is the hour I believe with all my heart. I believe this is the word that the Lord has dropped in my heart, that this is the hour that we become conformed to the image of his will, to the image of his way. Come on, let's go. Don't you want to go? Have you been waiting for this? Hallelujah. This is the year that we walk inheritance in him. Hallelujah. This is the year that we walk in the manifested presence as sons of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for his word. And as we partake in this holy communion this day, we read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 11.
starting at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you. Thank you, Lord. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Thank you, Lord. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till they come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. In Jesus' name. So take your communion bread in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask Lady Soul to pray over this bread, which typifies the Lord's body. As we enter in, I want you to understand that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with the stripes he took on his back, by his stripes, we were healed. Ladies, Lord, pray over the bread.
Precious Heavenly Father, as we come in your holy presence, we lift up this holy bread before you symbolically to your body, that as we partake, God, it will change us from the innermost. It will begin to allow us to align ourselves with your word and who you are, so that our bodies will be living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is a reasonable service. So, Father, bless us in Jesus' name and allow us to your word and to begin to seek your word more and more and to seek your face, that we may be transformed into the image and likeness of our dear son, or your son Jesus Christ. We pray, God, that you will strengthen us even as we partake of this holy communion sacrament, and that your name, God, will ever be glorified, that we would not forget to give you all the praise and all the glory for the wonderful things we have done in Jesus' name, that you have done, God, as we enter into your presence and enter in to focus on what you have done for us over 2,000 years. Bless us, God. Strengthen our bodies. Many are sick and need healing. So receive your healing even now. Receive the Spirit of God, because it belongs to you. For the word said, healing is the children's bread. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
We are healed even as he is healed, in the name of Jesus. And they ate. Receive your healing as you eat. Receive your healing. Walk in newness of life in Jesus' name. Jesus said that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. He loves us so much he died with his own blood. So, Lord, we pray over this juice, Lord God, whatever it is that we're taking and drinking, as we remember that we were not redeemed, thank you, Lord, with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you as we drink this blood. We thank you we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, that we've been purchased from the enemy, and we've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, as sons and daughters of the only true and living God. In Jesus' name. Drink even right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you all that you've done for us and all you've done through us and all you're about to do through our lives as we touch hurting humanity with the glorious power of God, the glorious manifested power of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. God says, and he's instructed us even today, to be mindful of what happens when men and women are called to pray. And we're called to pray in this hour as never before. We're called to pray and to seek the will of God as never before. We're called to tap into the very mind of God, the very will of God. We're called to manifest the mind of God to this world with a now word, a Kairos word, beloved. Take the limitations off. Stop looking at yourself, because it's not about you and it's not about me, but it's about the Lord and the will of God. It's about what God wants to do on the earth. It's about what God wants to express through the earth, through you and through me. Amen. As we stay connected through prayer, as we stay connected and listen to God and speak with he gives us to speak and do what he's called us to do and say what he's called us to say and be what he's called us to be in the earth. The earth will be blessed. The world will be blessed. It's not about you. It's not by my might, nor by my power, or not by your might, nor your power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that God wants to demonstrate. Arise, O God, and demonstrate his power through his people in the earth, beloved.
Yes.
God came and he spoke a word to me one time. He said, don't you think for one moment that your prayers don't avail much against the devil. That's just what he wants you to think. But your prayers avail much. He says in his word, the fervent, effectual, heartfelt prayer of righteous men and women avails much and makes great power available, dynamic in its working. Don't you think for one moment that your prayers don't avail much against the devil. Your prayers causes demons to tremble. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, demons tremble. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, he don't want you to think that your prayers avail much. He wants you to think that you're not significant. He wants you to think that you're dispensable. But God said, don't you think for one moment that your prayers as a born-again, blood-washed child of God does not avail much against the devil. The devil is a liar. Let God be true, though every man be a lying wonder. Your prayers avail much. So go on the offensive. You've been on your heels too long. You've been on the defensive too long. It's time to press forward in God. It's time to advance the kingdom of God. It's time to move devils and hordes of demons back. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Advance in God. Advance in God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. It's time to advance in God. You're more than what you appear to be. You're more than what you're settled for. You're more than what the devil says you are. You're more than what your relatives think you are. You're more than what the church thinks you are. God says you have no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that I prepare for those who love me, but I reveal them unto you in this hour, saith the Lord, by my Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. It's time to advance, beloved. It's time to birth forth the kingdom mindset. It's time to birth forth the kingdom initiative. It's time to advance and let God arise, that all of our enemies, every single one of them, be scattered in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You are more than what you settled for. You are more than what you appear to be. You are more than what they think about you. You are more than what you even believe about yourself. Let God arise from the inside of you. Be God inside minded. Let God arise, and your enemies will scatter before your face.
Yes, Lord.
For he is mighty who worketh in you. Faithful is he who has called you. Listen. Who will also do it.
Yes, Lord.
Faithful is he who has called you and I, who will also do it. It's God at work within you. Both to let God, you have to let God, by permission, you have to let God arise.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch his enemies be scattered.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm just so blessed by this solemn presence. The Spirit of the Lord is with us here, and I know he's there with you, those of you that are partaking and are listening. You know, I heard someone say to me recently, I don't want to serve God sometimes because I'm afraid of what the devil will do. But see, we can't be afraid of Satan in this hour. When I think about Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Father, not my will. Nevertheless, thy will be done. And that's what some of us must pray. We all need to pray that prayer. As a matter of fact, not my will, but thy will be done. And Jesus was in the temple at one point, and he stood and he opened the scrolls, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to the opening of the prison to those that are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of the vengeance of our God, hallelujah, to comfort all who mourn, to console all who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4. Three, actually. And we can go further now. It says, we are called to rebuild the old waste places, the former desolations, that they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. And that's what happened when we pray, when we trust God with all our hearts. See, it's not you and I that's going to pray in our own mindset, but the Holy Ghost will help us. Sometimes you've just got to call upon the Holy Ghost. When we pray, devils back up. When we pray, sickness is healed. When we pray, the dead can be raised. When we pray, multitudes would come to the Lord and said, what must I do to be saved, even as Nicodemus did. When we pray, Zacchaeus will come down from the tree, and he will invite Jesus into his home. And many of us don't understand the power and the art of prayer. It is the word of God. It is the heart of God to communicate with us. Beloved, it's time to pray. When we pray, I hear Jeremiah said, send for the wailing woman, that they may take up a travail. Women, don't believe that your prayers are not being answered. Don't think that your sons and daughters will not come out of drugs, will not come out of sin. Keep on praying, hallelujah. You fathers and uncles and husbands, you keep praying because the Lord is near to you. Keep on praying because he's heard your cry. He promised us in Isaiah 65 and 24, before you call, he says, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I've already heard. Keep on praying, woman of God. You've been ignored. You've been in the back for so long. You've been in the kitchen cooking and cleaning. You've been cleaning up the babies. You've been teaching Sunday school. But God said, keep on praying. I'm there. I've heard your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Just keep on praying. He'll answer you. Because the time has come, beloved. We must stay focused. I encourage you to stay focused. I encourage you to not be distracted. I encourage you to open up your scriptures. And then you don't know what to pray. Say, God, help me. Because when you pray, you become strong. When you pray, things begin to shut off in you. When you pray, God opens up revelation unto you. When you pray, your mind is renewed. When you pray, hallelujah, you see a new light, hallelujah. God ushers you out of the darkness and brings you into his marvelous light. When you pray, souls become saved. People turn to Jesus Christ. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Pray without ceasing. Because in this hour, God is calling and anointing his men and women to stand tall. In all that you do, stand, says God. Stand in the faith and in the confidence and trust in God. God says, you must believe me. Hallelujah. So even when you pray, you must believe that he's heard you. As long as you and I pray according to his will, because when we pray, some things happen. I encourage you to push. When you push, something happens.
just like a pregnant woman. She knows the baby is coming. She prepares herself. She gets the room ready. She's got all the baby clothing and all the baby shoes and all that belongs to that child. She's excited. She decorates that room. She prepares that crib. When we pray, something's happened because she's expecting the deliverance of that baby. So as you keep pushing and you keep praying, God has blessings for you. Miracles are about to come forth. Manifestation of supernatural things are about to come your way. Don't stop praying. Oh, yeah, pray. Pray. Get on your face and pray. Because when men and women pray in this hour, oh, ISIS has got to back up. Sharia law has got to go out the window. Oh, the word of God will always stand hand on the Messiah. When we pray, those that have been in the corner begin to be released to manifest God has for them. Your purpose will be fulfilled. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. Get with some people. Walk amongst the wise. Make some change. You just took Holy Communion. Don't let that go out the window. Let the rest of the week be a solemn time for you. Begin to meditate on what God has done for you over 2,000 years ago. Go back and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and watch how Christ operated, because you and I have the same power in the earth to do the same thing and greater than what Jesus did. That's what the word told us. He said in Luke 10:19, you and I can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. I know our time is coming to an end, and this is such an exciting time for me. It says you must pray, lifting up holy hands, hallelujah, without wrath or doubting. That means if you're angry, you've got to get with God. God, help me, clean me up before I get in prayer. Wash me and cleanse me. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So I encourage you to pray. Because when you pray, men and women of God, dynamic things happen. Hallelujah. For God loves a praying person. Because we've been called to pray. We've been called to colonize the earth. We've been called to have authority and power. The same power God has you and I. So, beloved, I turn the microphone back over to the apostles as we get ready to close. Be encouraged. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, beloved, hallelujah, thank God. The time is coming where we'll be able to not even be concerned about our time, but we will be able to fellowship face-to-face and as long as we choose to, even afterwards possibly sit down and have break bread together. But our time is limited even right now. But we believe, God, this is the birthing of a mighty move of God. Hallelujah. And if you set yourself in agreement, God, so the two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we should ask will be done for us by our Father who's in heaven. So if you agree with that, just agree and watch God be God. We're on the precipice of a great move and manifestation of the glory and power and ability and efficacy and potency of God. So we just want to say thank you. As always, we thank God for the avenue of Blog Talk Radio. And we, until we meet again, we just pray that God will bless you and keep you, that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. Peace, wholeness, soundness, nothingness, and nothing broken. We love you with the love of the Lord. Stay in expectation and let God use you as never before. Until next time, we God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
In Jesus' name, beloved, we appreciate you for tuning in, for taking part of this solemn time to remember Christ. Just keep loving him. Keep remembering him. And as we get ready to close, we're completed our broadcast. We remind you, tomorrow night, the same time, we have the Women of Excellence that's going to share a powerful word with you. So get your Bibles, get your hearts and your minds ready, and invite someone to come and listen to the word of God. And obey God, whatever God tells you to do. Be in that place to listen. Be focused. Be listening. Ignore the television, all the filthy things. Ignore the things that are not of God. Clean your home. Ha Mashiach. This is time for cleansing, beloved. Get rid of things that you keep, objects and things that are occultish and have witchcraft powers and things that you think could keep you. The only thing that can keep you is God and his power and his word. So, beloved, until tomorrow at 5:30 with the Woman of Excellence, have a wonderful evening. And remember that Jesus Christ is Lord, and powerful things happen when you pray. Amen. Have a wonderful night in Jesus' name. As we're closing, we just want to play this song for you to listen just for another minute or two.
I don't know what it is.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.